Marriage as a means of accessing resources. Marriage between a man and a woman is considered the norm, and many people experience pressure to marry. Those who deviate from the norm or those who are no longer married, such as single people, widows, and divorcees often face societal ostracism. This can happen in the form of taking part in certain religious or traditional functions. Many of those in heterosexual marriages may prefer to be in same-sex relationships, but are unable to come out because of fear of social stigma. Marriage is also seen as a means of escaping poverty, and the negative ramifications of this is seen in India and across South Asia in the form of early child and forced marriages. Arrow 2011, Kana, Verma and Vice 2013. While marriage, if to consensual people, can be a happy matter, practices around marriage can be very impoverishing. In India, marriages are a big expenditure and can push people into poverty and indebtedness for life and even generations. It is common for people to sell and pawn assets, such as land, house, and gold. Parents may make many sacrifices to save up for the dowry. Girls are often withdrawn from schools as investing in education is considered an unnecessary expenditure. As earlier mentioned, educational attainment is important to empowerment, and lack of it can lead to low self-esteem, powerlessness, and lessens the ability to negotiate important life decisions, including those related to their sexuality, health, work, and nutrition. Sometimes, to escape dowry payment, parents may marry off their young daughters to older men, who may not demand a price, leading to unequal power relations between the couple because of the age difference. This can further make them vulnerable to a number of gender-based violence, including rape and trafficking. Bandia Padia et al. 2006. Some women, by virtue of marriage, may gain some access to resources, such as land, since in many countries in South Asia, girls are deprived of inheritance. However, because of lack of mandatory laws of co-ownership, marriage does not guarantee access to land and property. Hawkins, Cornwall, and Bull in 2011. Indian property rights entail equal rights irrespective of sex. However, many women find it difficult to negotiate their right to property in order to maintain good relations with their natal and husband's family. Because same-sex relations are not recognized by law or society, marriage is not a way out of poverty for sexual minorities. As has been noted before, because of the fear of coming out, many same-sex desiring people may live in undesired heterosexual relationships. The non-recognition of same-sex relationships may also come in the way of mobility, when a couple decides to live together, or inherit from each other. Definitions of what comprises a family is also a barrier to access resources for many.